The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Here we speak to Pip Cross, president of Isle of Man Netball. Pip, great as always to catch up. Where do we start? Ranking of 36, do we think that's quite fair?
Do you know what? I used to get sort of like quite hung up about, you know, where we were in the rankings and whatever. But I think it's sort of like a funny, it's like a funny system, isn't it, sort of thing. And, you know, depending on who you play or maybe who is playing around you, then it can be quite tricky. The event that we've just been to in Singapore and the teams that we played there and what their rankings are, then it probably is at the moment. It probably is fairly fair. We'd obviously like to be higher. But yeah, I would say that at the moment, you know, it is probably fair, bearing in mind who we've just played and where they are. We're really lucky and got an accepted invitation to the Nations Cup the Single Life Nations Cup in Singapore, in early November. Played Malaysia, played Papua New Guinea, played Singapore, but it was fabulous in terms of, you know, seeing where you are against those teams who are close to you in those rankings.
And real progress as well.
Oh, absolutely. We didn't win a game when we went to Singapore, but the whole experience was just so positive. And you know, the different things that the girls, you know, had to contend with. You know, we'd never travelled that distance to play international ranking matches before. But yeah, so in terms of our, you know, our progress, sort of, you know, both on and off the court, we've had a really, really good year.
Overall, though, it's been a really good year for Isle of Man Netball. Share some of your highlights.
Yeah, so it started with under-17s in March. And again, they had a really good tournament, really strong opposition. And then in May, we went and played in a series with Switzerland, France, Gibraltar, Malta, and that was the tournament that pushed us up five places. But now we're back to where we started. Singapore, as I've just mentioned, in November. Under-19s have just competed in the Europe Netball Pilot, the third pilot in Edinburgh. Great win, great tournament. But off the court, our expanded board is nearing completion. We've got a number of new directors in place now. We've got commercial participation operations. Alan Davies had 12 months with us as an interim head of performance. He's now finished his tenure, so we'll shortly be recruiting for his replacement. And we're going to recruit for a brand director as well. We're about to launch our brand new strategy. And we've got a new development officer. So it's all, you know, really positive, really going in the right direction for us.
What about the Manx fellas?
We haven't got a performance squad for the fellas at the moment, but there are three clubs who have a full men's team. And then the participation director is also running almost like social netball for some fellas. So I think we've got up to sort of like 30 odd guys turning up every other Sunday for some, either just a run around, introducing them to netball. And then January, we start a mixed performance league. So that's going to be really exciting. So, you know, we've got some big clubs on the island. So those girls will be split. We'll join forces with some of the guys and run a tournament, or basically league matches, if you like, over a number of weeks in the start of the new year. So it is sort of like, it hadn't fallen by the wayside in terms of the fellas, but we're now gaining momentum in that field. Yeah, so it's really exciting for them too.
You recently launched Programme Reset and the Aspire programme as well. I really love what you're doing with these. Tell me a bit more about them.
Yeah, so part of the review that we had last year, we reset the performance programme and we've now got a smaller Aspire group, which is age 11 to 15. They train once a month, have a couple of hours. And then what we've already highlighted with some of those girls is actually they're actually ready to play sort of, you know, under 17s. So we've moved them up already. We've combined our under 17s and our under 19s because of this pilot scheme with Europe Netball, and then trying to match their aspirations for the pathways. And then a senior long squad So we've got two coaches now working with us in for seniors, which is Jane Lomax and Nordia Masters. So we try to get them over about once a month.
The experience they bring as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then obviously we're now filtering that down to the pathway coaches and getting Jane and Nordia to support them as well. So it's really good. So it's working quite well. We've obviously had a few teething problems to start off with, but the concept of it and how it works and how it will work is much better for us going forward.
Have you recently had an AGM? What can you share from that?
We had an AGM in June. One of the things we are looking to is, again, as part of our professionalism, is move to a limited company. So all the member clubs will be on that journey with us. But yeah, loads of exciting things coming for 2026 and beyond. New strategy about to be launched. We're going to overhaul our website and yeah, just sort of, keep putting ourselves out there and, as getting as much recognition as we can, both locally and throughout world netball as well.
Brilliant, Pip. An exciting time. That website is netball.im.
Yeah.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.